Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I am sharing with you the four type of changes that I'm outlining in my transformation model, the four type of changes that I have experienced, and the four type of changes that I surely see in my practice with my clients every day.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Before I do that, I encourage you to leave comments at the end. To reach out if you want to talk about your challenges, your issues. As you know, I do offer 30 free minutes and I'll be very happy to discuss with you any of the things you would like to see change in your life. So the first type of change, and I'm calling them change because it's a usual word, right? But the four different ways people change. So the first one is what I call fine-tuning. So fine-tuning can come after a major transformation, transition, or a change. And this is when you're tweaking. So you're just tweaking certain aspect, or let's say you have acquired a new belief. Like let's say now you've been acquiring the belief that I am enough. It's been a year and I now really, really have acquired this new belief that I am enough. What happened with some people, I still don't feel enough, or in certain situation, I still don't feel enough. Let's say I feel enough pretty much everywhere, except when it comes the time to ask for a raise. This is when I don't feel good enough to ask for a raise. Okay, but all the other aspects are going very well and I'm doing very good, but this one is hard for me. So you will do a fine tuning. You know, and I will do that often in the midst of sessions or sometimes at the third or fourth session where clients have already implemented their changes in their life, emotions have changed, they are into actioning new things. And then they say, you know what? It's going well everywhere. But when I come to ask for a raise, or when I come to have a conversation with my oldest child, or when I come to have a conversation with my husband, well, in that situation, I don't feel good enough. Then we have a fine-tuning session and we fine-tune and we refine and we go to find what's the other belief or what's the mechanism that comes into play in that particular situation. So that is really a fine-tuning. Fine-tunings are luxury in the sense that what I mean by that is when you are at the fine-tuning stage of your life, it's because you've come a long way, it's because you've changed fundamental things and now you're just tweaking. Or you know, things are going very well in your life and you're a high performer and you want to make sure that you're at your top. And this little thing, you know, is not working and all the rest is working very well and you want to fine tune this only thing. So that's fine tuning. The second one, and I had to put it in there, is change. So let's take, for example, your health. Let's say you want to make a change in your health. You could take a nutritionist and a trainer and have those two people in your A team helping you reach the goal you want to reach. Maybe your goal is muscular. Maybe your goal is a weight. Maybe your goal is endurance. Maybe your goal is sleeping better, whatever it is that's related to your health, but you are making a change. So you are definitively changing something that's causing you pain or that's causing you to not feel good about yourself or simply not optimal. And you make this change. So usually in your A team, you could probably have one or two person, you know, for that change. And, you know, a few actions. You would action every day, as I always ask people to do, but then your action, you know, would vary in intensity. But that's really what a change is. Change is very usual. That's something that's common. People come for a change, for health. People come for changes for day-to-day things like habits. I'll have change a lot for they want to stop drinking or drink only socially or stop smoking or, you know, something really about a habit that they want to change. So that's part of a change. And then you have the transition. Transition is when you change one, two, three things in your life, but that are affecting other things. Let's say you want a transition career, right? Which is a classical one. Well, when you transition career, it may affect your finance. It may affect your geography. It will affect your social life. It may affect as well, you know, other areas of your life. A title, it can affect a lot of things. So a transition will impact few areas of your life and requires planning and requires thinking and requires to prepare yourself for it. So usually in transition, my motto in transition is go towards something, don't run from something. And I do that with my career transitions people all the time. It's like, okay, you're not leaving your job now unless there's really like a health issue or there's really, you know, whatever situation that you have to leave. But if it's sustainable, if you can stay there, stay there. And we will do the work on yourself first so that you know where you want to go. So you transition towards something instead of running from something. Transitions are tricky because often there's a component of, I don't know really where I want to go. The classical example is someone who's taken a coaching or a therapist course and now they're graduating and they have to start their business. And they realize that they don't really want to have a business or they don't feel comfortable selling their hourly rate or they don't think they're good at selling their services or they need people around them. Anyway, they find that the reality of transitioning between taking the course, the coaching courses, for example, and being in the career they are right now, and stepping into a 100% coaching career, they don't feel comfortable. So we will work on, you know, the blockages and really where they want to go. Do they want to apply their coaching skills into other type of businesses or other type of work? Do they really have to start a business and be an entrepreneur? And we dig into that. So there's a part of unknown. And it's always very interesting to see where it ends. More than 50% of the people that I coach for career transitions, they stay where they are, but they change. And because they change, they see their environment in a totally different way. Lots of people, they want to leave because they don't feel they have enough reward or they don't feel they're appreciated enough and they're looking for outside validation. Other people, they just think they're not competent. Whatever belief it is, that was a very good one. In one of my group, Hypno 360, which is one of my group program, we have a session on career. And one of the questions was how competent people felt. Before we did the session, people felt competent at 43.5%. We did the session and I measured a month after the session and people felt competent at 84.5%. So major improvement on competency, how they felt competent. Now, how you feel competent will influence a lot of your performance at work. Because if you feel competent, if you know, if you have the belief that you are competent, it will inevitably change your emotions and then change your action and then change your life. So that changed a lot of things in someone's career. So that's a transition. And then a transformation. Okay, transformation is not common. Like it's not we use that word a lot, but it's overused to my view, because transformation will affect almost every aspect of your life, your finance, your social life, your health, your spiritual life, psychological life, your health, maybe I said your health, your career. A transformation most likely will affect three or four really important areas of your life. When you transform, you lose friends, you get into a new tribe, you change your mindset, you change habits, you slide down, you slide back up. When I have clients in real transformation, I tend to be in contact with them more often than people in transitions or people that are simply making changes in their life, because they will slide back. So they will have a very good week where they feel on top of the mountain and everything goes well, and you know, it's all flying high, and then suddenly something happened and they slide back into an old habit, or they slide back into they're being triggered by something. So transformation takes a few months, if not a few years. Mine took 3 years, and I had an extensive A-team, extensive actions, and then, you know, as you know, 6 to 8 months of pause time where I just let it sit. So transformation is major. It doesn't happen many times in your life. I think once you've had one major transformation, and if you have two, that's really big. You might have one major transformation, and then you might have transitions after that, or changes, or fine tuning. But once you have a very big, huge transformation in your life, you most likely don't want to go through another one quite rapidly. In fact, once you have one, you know how much work it is. And I have so much respect for all my clients, but I have a lot of respect for people who are going through life, career transformations. And it often gets all mixed up, and there's health in the middle of that often, and finance also that are often being a part of all this. New tribes, old tribes that are going, social impact as well. So that's really a transformation. In my transformation, I had I've lost 30 pounds, stopped drinking, start to have a spiritual life, which I never had before. That's a very interesting one. And sometimes you can measure it in different ways. There was a guy that I dated something like 5 or 6 years ago, and we went skiing to Tremblant, and I said to him, I remember very well, I said to him, you know what? I'm everything but spiritual. And then, you know, we went on we lost trace, and last year we kind of connected on Facebook, and he said, what happened to you? Do you remember us skiing? And you said to me that, you know, you were anything but spiritual. And now I'm reading your post, I'm reading your blog, I'm listening to your videos. You are becoming spiritual. You're so different. What has happened to you? And he was not aware of anything that had happened in between, you know, 5, 6 years ago when I dated him and today. And that was very interesting, because he made me reflect on how I had changed. And that came in a very unexpected way. So that's a real transformation. That's a real, real transformation. I have clients going through transformation now. And I know sometimes I will get a text on Sunday morning, or I will get a request on Saturday night, and I understand what they are going through. And I, as I said earlier, I have lots of respect for all my clients, but I do understand the transformation mode is something once in a lifetime. And for those who have had that twice, I'm very curious to see what kind of transformation they would have twice for their life to change all around another time. But, I haven't seen and heard everything so far, so I'll be happy to hear about any of you who would have had two transformations, or any of you who would have had transformations. So I hope this helped frame a little bit of how I work and what are the type of changes that I have experienced, that I see in my practice, that my clients are going through, and the way that we go about them. So I'm curious, you can write your comments, and I'm curious for you to share with us, you know, what type of changes or transition or fine-tuning you have been through yourself, and what type of means you took to go through it. And as always, I have a question for you at the end of the episode. And this question, and the question today, I was wondering, you know, what question am I going to ask them? Because I want those questions to be very helpful to you. My question to you is, if you would have to transform, if you had to transform your whole life, how would you transform it? And you might say, oh, that's a bit extreme. I don't want to transform so much. But let's say it had the opportunity tomorrow morning and I would have a magic wand and you could absolutely do like I Dreamed of Jeannie. You could absolutely transform your life. Total transformation. Just daydreaming. What would you change? Or maybe you say, no, I'm never going to change, transform that way, but I'm ready to do a transition or a change would be appreciative, or I just need to fine tune. In all cases, there's no good or bad answer, but I'm curious to see if anyone listening to this podcast is contemplating, has contemplated, or who is in the middle of a true big major transformation. And if not, if you can project yourself into one, what would that look like? Perfect. So voila, that's the episode this week. As you know, I do offer a 33-minute call if you want to discuss any of the fine-tuning changes, transitions, or even a transformation. And until then, as you know, it's just a belief.